It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I grew up eating plain old burgers. It used to be just a burger and a bun. Well, they were good enough, but switching this for that, we have taken burgers to a whole new level. And Carolina, we're not the only ones doing this. It seems to be a trend. And it's so great to see a variety of burger combinations just creeping into what we traditionally eat. So much more fun. But we love our switch this for that segments, and we're going to apply it to burgers now. All right, we got a burger. It's time to make burgers. Let's switch the meat part. What would you switch the hamburger part for? What else to make a really great burger?
Yeah, you're right. It is such a trend. I have my own ideas, but I wanted to beef up our show today. No
Ooh,
pun intended.
Pun on word. And, yeah, I got it.
And so I went on Pinterest, my favorite place to waste time. And oh my gosh, I lost count at like 62 boards of just alternative burgers. So it's a huge trend and it's so much fun. If you want to waste some time, do that. Search for burger alternatives and you'll have fun like I did. So my favorite thing is to forget the ground beef. Okay, so forget the ground beef. That's old news. Let's look for something else. Turkey and chicken are the most obvious ones, but should not be discarded because they're delicious and you can really have some fun with a turkey or a chicken burger. And then you're going to find a ton of bean varieties, right? So your black beans or garbanzo beans seem to be very popular, but really just about any beans can make a good burger. And of course, mushrooms. I saw a lot of portobello mushroom burgers. Those are really good. Yeah, and usually when you do anything other than the turkey or the chicken or fish, I forgot to mention salmon burgers are delicious. When you do anything
favorite.
Other than turkey, chicken, or salmon or any other fish, you're going to need some other filler to make sure that these beans stick together. So that's the next fun part.
Well, before we get to the fillers, I want to get back to chicken and turkey because that can be kind of dry, especially if you get the white turkey and not the dark turkey. I found that if I mix the dark turkey with the white turkey, it's not as dry. But that's where mushrooms come in for us. That's one of our solutions to bring some moisture into the burger because it doesn't have all the fat that hamburger has, that beef burgers have. So we just chop up all those mushrooms and put some in there, and it seems to take care of that. Do you have some other ideas of how to bring more moisture into the poultry burgers?
Absolutely. You never make them just plain. You want to add anything you can to hold moisture and that releases moisture. And I find that onions are great for that because they will release some of the moisture. So not like powdered onion. You want to use real onion. You want to chop up onions and mix into it. Avocados are great. They're going to add some of that fat that the turkey and chicken don't have. So avocados, you can just mash it straight into it. It's just not going to be a lot of it because you still need the meat to bind for it to cook. And then some of the fillers that you're going to use for bean burgers or for some of these other burgers are going to work out great for turkey and chicken as well. Like sweet potato is one of my favorite to mix into chicken. Sweet potato really holds moisture and it mixes so well. It's a chicken sweet potato burger. It's super easy to make and it's delicious. So those are
options. I want to talk about the sweet potato. Obviously, it's cooked. So you would just use, you maybe have sweet potatoes one night and then save what's left over and use that for a burger for the next night. How do you do, give us a recipe for a sweet potato turkey burger.
Yeah, usually that's how, well, the first time I made it, that's how it came about. I'm a huge, in my house, I'm known for this. I do not waste food. I'm very, very cautious with that. And that's a whole new show. But so whenever I have anything left in my fridge, I try to figure out what to do with it. So the first time I made it was because I had only about a cup of sweet potato and five people to feed. And I said, okay, well, what do I do? Oh, here, I have a pound of ground turkey. I'm just going to mix it and make sweet potato turkey burgers. And it worked out perfect. And I, you know, looked for some helps and tips on how to do that on Pinterest. And it worked out great. So, yeah, it was cooked, mashed sweet potato. And I just mixed right in with the turkey and then grilled it. So that's
so you could you use any, you can use any potato. Obviously, we like sweet potatoes because they're so full of nutrients. But you could use a regular, you know, a leftover baked potato, anything that would add some moisture into it. And then you add the onions. But what kind of seasoning did you use that with that? Did you use cinnamon maybe?
No, not with the burgers. I didn't. But I use anything I have fresh on my garden. It gets chopped and goes. So cilantro is usually something I have. Green onions. Spices and herbs are really, the sky's the limit. You can combine whatever you want. As a matter of fact, what I usually tell people when they're going to start having some fun with burger recipes is pick a theme. So if you want a Greek type of burger, then you think Greek type of ingredients and you put your burger together. If you want an Italian type of burger, then think Italian ingredients and put it together. So what do I mean by that? So Italian, you're going to think oregano. You're going to think a lot of tomato. You're going to think of some fresh mozzarella cheese instead of cheddar cheese. So go with themes and then put your burger around that, and you're going to have a winner in the end for sure.
Okay, well, let's switch this for that when it comes to toppings. Now, everybody uses ketchup, mustard, and mayo, maybe. What do you have any ideas for other toppings?
Yeah, again, I love going the idea with things because toppings also, sky's the limit. I've seen burgers that are topped with all sorts of fancy cheese or spinach and arugula, fancy greens. Like, people don't just stay at romaine lettuce anymore. You can put any kind of greens on there. Avocado makes it a California burger, right? So if you slice up some fresh avocado and some tomato, that makes a great a great California burger. The fillers, I think, will also help you determine the toppings. And the fillers for the burgers are great because they make your money go a lot. They stretch your money because you don't have to use as much meat or as much of your prime material there. So I like to use oats. Oats are probably my favorite because you don't have to do anything to prep oats. You just mix it in with whatever you're going to make. But I also like to use bulgur. Bulgur, you have to soak it a little bit. And then there's frika, quinoa, brown rice. All those are great fillers, but you do have to cook them ahead of time. So they're great if you have leftovers from the night before, incorporated with your burgers from the next day. They are a must if you're making bean burgers. Bean burgers are going to need these fillers because you can't make just an all bean patty. It won't grill. It just won't work. So the fillers become really important for that. But yeah, the toppings, go with the theme. You know, for example, I love a Greek burger because I use garbanzo beans and oats to make the patty. And then I top it with fresh spinach and olives. And I have some cherries in there, and I use feta cheese, and it's delicious. It's a Greek burger. Oh, and I usually don't even use a bun. I'll go ahead and spring for the pita.
Oh, good idea.
So you can have a lot of fun with burgers. Pick a theme and just go crazy. Have fun.
You know, you also can use hummus. Hummus is a topping or side for a lot of burgers.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I don't think you cook with hummus, but it would be a topping. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Mayo and ketchup are a thing of the past. You can use all new kind of spreads. And love hummus. Or that tzatziki sauce, that yogurt based with cucumber, goes great with the Greek burger, too. So many options, so little time.
But, oh boy, do they sound good. I'm just so ready for you to just come right on over and make some of these for us, Carolina. But where can they find recipes for this?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I had a lot of fun pinning things on Pinterest that I have tried and some that I am getting ready to try. So check out our board on Pinterest. And the board is called Family Food Kitchen. It's on our Pinterest page, which is pinterest.com Cake Critics, spelled with two K's. But remember, you can always find advice, tips, nutrition, and recipe from us on Facebook as well, and on our website, which is cakecritics.org. All our shows become podcasts, and you're sure to find a topic you may be interested in or a family member may be interested in. So check it out on RadioMD.com. And in the meantime, make sure to always eat well and stay well.